unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar interstellar media broadcast communication studios of TalkZone.com, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. Randall and Jim are ready to take your toll-free calls from anywhere in North America at 1-888-463-6748 and world listeners at 011-847-470-0937 from anywhere around the globe. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Well, welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And thank you for joining us here live on Monday. Today is the 30th of March, so if you have a live question, we'll give you a live answer today.
Even a dead question.
Yes, could be. My partner's getting rage warmed up. Yep, he's ready. He's open. He's opened his medicine bottle, right, and he's ready to go. Well, my partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of Rochester's top trial attorneys, and he's argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the president and CEO of the National MS Society, serving over 12,000 people with this disease in 50 counties across upstate New York.
Now, each week, Jim and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system.
And perhaps add a little common sense and maybe a little humor back in.
We try very hard to inject a little humor back in. Now, if you'd like to reach us, as I said, today we're live. Sometimes the show is replayed and we're not here, so if you ask a question then, you're out of luck. But today is the day. So, anywhere, toll-free in North America, 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. Now, if you're a world listener,
yes,
and you're sitting in downtown Bolivia
or Timbuktu,
you can reach us by dialing 011-847-470-0937. I'll give that once more if you're a world listener. 011-847-470-0937. That's anywhere around the globe. Now, if you're a little shy and you don't want to talk to us, you can send a little message in, hitting the little button on your TalkZone page, and your message will go right to our engineer. Today we have a guest engineer. Scott is there, and he will take your call and translate that and send it to us, and we'll answer you live on the air. Or if you wish to remain incognito, you can do that by going to the official website of Lawyers Who Needs Them. That's lawyerswhoneedsthem.com or lawyerswhoneedsum.com. And leave us a question, and we'll answer it on next week's show. So, there you have all the directions and everything you need to know. And now, without any further ado...
And we had a lot of ado. We had technical difficulties.
To start off, we had a little bit of a rocky start.
I remember years ago on the radio, when I had technical difficulties, they would say there's an organ interlude, and they would play organ music.
Well, we have an orchestra, but they were echoing through the world here.
We didn't have an organ. That is not the right kind.
That's correct. We'll be speaking about organs in just a few minutes on your way to your trip. Right. So without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. And you're about to leave tomorrow for a very important meeting in San Francisco.
That's right.
That is the meeting of the American
Board of Trial Advocates.
Uh-huh.
I'm a member of the board of directors, and we have our national meeting, one of our four meetings. Tomorrow's in San Francisco.
Okay, but you're going to be stopping for a very interesting food festival on the way out.
On the way out, there is this festival. It's amazing. I read about it today. I forgot where it is, but I think it's in. It's a testicle eating festival, and they call them Rocky Mountain Oysters. They're having all this testicle fry. They got about 400 people come to this. You're welcome. As I said in the thing, you know, come on over and have a ball. And it's an amazing thing. I couldn't believe it. It was right on the
That's
internet.
Their theme line. That's their tagline.
Yes, and it is...
The International Testicle Eating Festival.
That's right.
Come on over and have a ball.
Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Oh, my
Here
goodness.
You go.
All right, good luck. Let us know when you come back. I want a full report.
That's right.
All right, let's see here. We have 90 days in jail for vacuum cleaner sex. Is that possible?
Listen, I don't even believe this myself. But in Michigan, which is in enough depression now. Talk about being depressed. A guy pleaded no lo contendere.
Which means?
No contest.
Thank you.
29-year-old, Swan Creek Township man. That's a little bit outside Detroit.
Okay. You don't have to give his name.
Who pleaded, as I said he did, for performing a sex act with a car wash vacuum.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, my.
In the car wash vacuum.
And he got
those
90
days. Those are powerful.
Oh, my God.
He's lucky he's not missing
something. I don't
know.
What do you do with a vacuum? First of all, let
me
ask you.
Get back in the car.
Not what do you do, how do you do it? And I'd never heard of such a thing, but he did get, he pleaded no contest, and it happened because a resident called these officers. This happened in October. Just got himself tried and everything. To report suspicious activity at a car wash in Thomas Township. It's a, as I say, it's northwest of Detroit. If you were northeast of Detroit, you'd be in the water. But at any rate, it's in, and the guy,
well, I
haven't heard much of those kind of things.
No, but we thought we would
very
cover that
few
case.
People have sex with a vacuum cleaner
at a car wash.
At a car wash,
that's
and
right.
Those big vacuum cleaners.
Those,
but you have to put a quarter in.
That's right.
It's almost like a body house. You have to pay. So what can I tell you?
All I can say is, if you've got nothing to do in Detroit, run down to the car wash.
And have a ball.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, there are a bunch of attorneys having a ball around here because six
right.
of them got arrested this week.
Well,
where this is a local case.
This is a, it's local, but it has
universal.
National.
It has universal appeal.
Percussions. And here in
Tell
this
me
area,
about these characters.
Up here around in western New York, six local attorneys face felony charges in a crackdown that New York State is having on alleged tax cheats. And the reason they're cracking down is because the state is broke. And they're looking everywhere they can to get tax money. Well, anyway, all of these six attorneys face multiple charges for not filing state income tax returns. Some haven't done some in 10 years. Now, look, folks, if you don't have the money to pay your taxes, file your return.
Right.
And admit in there what your income has been.
And you
otherwise,
need some time.
Otherwise, you're in trouble. You're defrauded. If you can't pay them, most states and most governments will make some arrangements for payment. You're going
right.
to get pay interest and penalties and all of that. But don't put yourself in a criminal. Now you have the most brilliant people in the world. Six attorneys. They're still looking for their brains. One hasn't heard from his mind in years. But that, here they are. Getting nailed for not paying state taxes. Who should know more about a thing
exactly.
like that than attorneys? But
now this is a felony. Do they lose their license?
Attorneys, who needs them, right?
Right, but do they lose their
if
license?
If you're convicted of a felony, you lose your license automatically in this state.
Wow.
If you are convicted of a felony, you are automatically stricken from the rolls.
So now the poor people can't even...
And it hurts when they strike you.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a smite. It's a regular smite. They got big biblical
smite. So these
smite.
People not only are taking advantage of the taxpayers, but they risk their careers.
Well, they risk their careers. They obviously evidence an intelligence level where they shouldn't be in that career.
Right.
And so forth. According to court papers, all the defendants had received letters before, but did not resolve the matter. And if I got that kind of a letter, whether it was a lawyer or not, you don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar. No, when they write you a letter and they say you've nutsed up your taxes, get with them and explain it. If you haven't, you show them where you haven't.
Well,
if you have,
right.
you try to wiggle there.
Well, it was hard to explain because you haven't filed in 10 years.
Well,
I don't know how you explain that.
I think these guys and one gal
right.
will lose their licenses.
And they're going to pay some heavy fines. And they may go to jail.
They probably will go to jail.
Yeah,
well, they may go to jail. They will. If you know, people are going to say, look, these are the lawyers, the wise guys. Why shouldn't they go to jail?
Right.
And in my opinion, they should. Some poor devil steals a loaf of bread because his family's hungry. He gets slammed. He gets banged or wrapped in a slammer. Here you got these men loaded down with degrees. Of course, some of them got their degrees, I think, on the back of a matchbook. But who knows what happens.
All right. Well, Anyway. We'll follow up on that. We'll put one of our crack staff on that.
Absolutely.
And we'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
All right, now.
Our investigative staff will be working full-time.
And overtime. That's right, because we pay them the same whether they work full-time or overtime, and they haven't figured that out yet.
That's right, and that's nothing because that's exactly what they're worth. Okay.
All right, listen, we got a judge here that alleges possible fraud in the banana case. What is going on?
This is not a case of bananas. People might think it's a wooden case of bananas. First of all, you don't ship bananas in cases, not like oranges or apples. Bananas are shipped just like
on the tree, on the trunk.
A bunch of bananas.
Right.
Right. And, you know, but in this case, and I'll explain it to you, it's a little bit complex.
Because it's a banana case.
Because it's a banana. We don't have many banana cases.
No, we don't. Do you know why?
Why?
Yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today. Right. Anyway.
You know, wait a second. We got a call on this one.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy, Sally. I like you. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
Right.
Let's not make any more banana jokes.
That's right.
Because Arnold does not like them.
Absolutely. This attorney, Juan Dominguez, helped win nearly $6 million in the first U.S. verdict involving workers on a Dole banana farm.
Oh, the old Dole boys.
On banana farms in foreign countries. Who claim they became sterile after being exposed to a pesticide known as DBCP, and that pesticide, I might tell you folks, is illegal in the United States. Apparently it's a strong pesticide.
Okay.
The judge in that case, however, alleges that at least two other banana lawsuits filed by Dominguez of the Dominguez Law Group in Los Angeles, she says, quote, stink of the potential fraud, end quote.
Okay.
Also, the bananas are going bad. But let's say this. There's Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Victoria Cheney, who was overseeing.
That's the problem. She's oversued.
Overseeing most of the banana cases, ordered that both sides try to explain why two lawsuits brought on behalf of these Nicaraguan workers should not be dismissed as a terminating sanction, as we say, against Dominguez and the plaintiffs' misconduct. That means terminating an action. A terminating sanction means to punish you for bringing what is a frivolous action.
Okay.
Or doing something wrong, so you terminate. And the plaintiffs who have never worked an upset, some of them indicate that the fraud is as follows. Some of the plaintiffs never worked on a banana farm.
Then she's right. There's something stinky here.
And the employment documents that were falsified and a Nicaraguan radio broadcast on which Dominguez has told listeners not to cooperate in the case, according to the judge's order. Okay. Now, for more than a decade, dozens of lawsuits. I want to tell you something. They've been bringing lawsuits to banana people. The workers in the bananas have been bringing lawsuits against Dole and many other defendants on behalf of thousands of workers who claim they become sterile after being exposed to DBCP, or, I'm going to try to pronounce it, dibromochloropropane, or propane.
Right.
And the one thing about the sterility claim is some of them have children.
Oh.
I mean, how sterile can you be and have children? Well, Dole's lawyers, first of all, began filing depositions of some unidentified witnesses in Nicaragua who stated that the plaintiffs in the case never worked on banana farms. They didn't have work certificates. The lab reports were falsified. They had children, despite claims of being sterile. So, they appear to be filing phony lawsuits.
And that's what the judge is contending.
Now, you don't need these kind of lawyers. And the judge is uncovering this, and more to her credit.
Good for her.
And because we cannot afford, in times like these, to have this kind of nonsense going on. Lawyers are under enough criticism for what they do. Some of it is unfair, but in this case, it's actually fair. And the cases are on the face of them, fraudulent.
And anyway, when this was brought out by the judge.
And it was the guy who was the top banana who ratted on him.
That's right. Well, the plaintiff's lawyer, as soon as he heard the judge, he went. He couldn't get out of there fast enough. Anyhow.
She said, to prove the fraud, when these lawyers walked into court, she said, Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. And they couldn't tally the banana. And when they couldn't tally the banana, she said, this thing stinks.
Right.
A fraud.
She said it. This case could slip out from under you in a minute.
That's right.
Well, folks, before we slip out from under you, we're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here on TalkZone.com.
Every hour of every day, an American is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. MS typically strikes between the ages of 16 and 50 when people are building careers and raising families. Today, there is no known cause or cure for MS. To learn more about this unpredictable disease, to volunteer, or to make a contribution to this important mission, please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. You can make a difference by helping us stop this devastating disease. Please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. Fight MS today. Thank you.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros like Ernie Els and Tiger Woods. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with tips, techniques, product reviews, and great courses. We'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain free with your paid subscription. For Golf Digest and this limited-time DVD offer, call 800-248-5568. 800-248-5568.
Radio and the Internet.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.